And we're back with Student Athlete of the Week Spotlight right now on Hometown Radio KLGA as we talk with Bishop Garrigan senior Ben Gredeman. Ben, first of all, thank you very much for joining today on the program. Let's just begin by talking about the golf season so far. Can you give a little sort of an overview of the season for you and the Golden Bears up to this point?
Yeah, so we started a little bit of bad weather up in Spencer, but it wasn't a bad meet. So after that, we've kind of been playing some conference meets here and there. We just got done with our CYO event on Wednesday, where we got to play with all the schools in the diocese, which is a really fun event in Fort Dodge. So up to that, but it's been pretty good so far. Weather's been pretty nice, a little windy here and there, but other than that, it's been pretty good.
And Ben, you mentioned the CYO meet on Wednesday for you guys. You also beat Garner Haven Ventura and West Hancock at a triangular earlier this week. So I guess when you look at the latest results for you guys, how did you feel about those? And do you feel the team's made any improvements throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, we're trending really good right now. Like we started a little rough. We had some new guys playing, but right now we're playing some really good golf, and we're hopeful that our sectionals and districts can go well in a couple weeks, as well as conference.
And Ben, earlier this week you guys got to play 18 holes at the CYO meet. Obviously, most of the conference meets are 9-hole competitions. So, talk to me a bit about your preparation for a 9-hole competition compared to an 18-hole competition, and if there's any differences of how you approach that.
Yeah, a 9-hole meet, it's a little less like room for error. Like you got to be there and you got to be ready to go right away. Because if you mess up on 1 hole in a 9-hole meet, you're in a world of hurt. But on 18-hole meet, it's more of an endurance test. Like you got to be mentally strong for all 18 holes. If you lose focus for a second, you keep getting yourself in trouble. So I just really try and make sure I'm focused for all 18 holes, whereas 9, you could be focused, but it's not for as long and it's not as mentally taxing.
And obviously the different courses you play on have a big impact on this, but can you give the listeners an idea of what a normal 9 or 18-hole score would look like for you and what you're aiming for as you go forward this season?
Yeah, for 9 holes, barring something drastic happening, I'm looking at anything below 43. If it gets into the 30s, I'm really happy, but if it's below 43, I'm pretty happy. But for 18 holes, depends on the course, obviously, but usually I'd like to keep it below 84. And if I keep it below 84, I will do pretty well at almost every meet I play at.
And Ben, kind of going back much further, talk to me a little bit about how you first got started with golf and what that looked like for you.
Yeah, I started when I was little with my dad. I played out of Spring Valley when I was little. I wasn't ever very good, but I played a lot with him. And that was kind of how I started with my dad. I really just found a love of the game really as a freshman. I wasn't very good, but there was something about it that drew me in. I think maybe it was my teammates with a guy like Kyle Schaaf, who was so good and so dominant and was so better than me. I saw a guy like that. I was like, man, I want to be like one of those guys. So that he was really like a guiding force for me.
Ben, I'll ask you the same question I'd like to ask the other golfers, Student Athlete of the Weeks. You've obviously played at a ton of different courses throughout your high school career. Do you have, A, a favorite course, and I guess, B, what you feel is the toughest course you've played at?
My favorite course that I've played at for a meet is probably my home course in Spring Valley, just because it's so well-kept. And Kurt and Christy, they do such a good job down there. And that's probably the toughest course we get to play at, too, just because of how fast the greens are. It's not overly narrow, but it's fair. I think it's fair everywhere you play it. But the greens are the best we play at, and they got a lot more undulation than some of the other courses we play at.
And, Ben, as we start to turn the page on April here and get to the month of May, obviously the postseason is going to be right around the corner. So tell me a little bit about the rest of the regular season and what the start of the postseason looks like for you guys and, you know, just what you feel you and the Golden Bears can accomplish going forward.
Yeah, we got a handful of regular season 9-hole meets left. I think we have 3 left. If the one on Friday has been canceled, which I don't like our chances of playing. But after that, we go to conference, which is an 18-hole meet, basically just to see who's the best in the conference and really put your mark on the year. Then after that, we play at sectionals. I think we have a really good shot to go through sectionals. Then we get to districts and over in Lamar's, and after that, it'll be state. But we have to see how districts go first. Our district is favorable, but we'll have to see. I haven't ever played Lamar's. None of us have, so hopefully things go well.
Well, Ben, as we wrap up here, the senior year of high school is winding down as well for you. So what are your plans for after you graduate from Bishop Garrigan?
Yeah, after I graduate from Bishop Garrigan, I plan on attending the University of Nebraska-Lincoln in the fall of 2024. And then I'm going to study PGA Golf Management with the hope to go into golf somewhere, hopefully as a director of golf somewhere in the Midwest.
Well, Ben, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler. It was nice talking.
That is Bishop Garrigan senior Ben Gredeman wrapping up Student Athlete of the Week, as always brought to you by Miller's Sports Bar and Grill in Algona.